Have you ever wondered what is the most effective method of discipline for my child? Is grounding or yelling? Is spanking okay? What if my child won't listen to me? Hi everyone, my name is Rachel Aminu, and if you follow me on my social media platforms, then you know me as Ray. Today we're going to be talking about child discipline, and I have a special guest to help us with that topic. Well, let's get right into it. So today I want to talk to parents about discipline, child discipline. Child discipline is very important because the way you raise your children at home, the way you discipline them at home, it also affects how they behave outside, whether it is as responsible adults, responsible citizens, and also in the classroom. Discipline does affect how they interact with other people. And today I have a special guest with me, Ms. Paula Osisami. Ms. Paula Osisami, I am going to go into reading her resume because I don't have it memorized. There is a lot of interesting accolades, interesting information. But Ms. Paula coached track on the collegiate level for 7 years. She also served as an adjunct professor before moving into the public classroom setting. Ms. Paula taught history for 7 years in Alden ISD. She has a bachelor's in education, master's in health, physical education, and recreation. She's also certified in administration, so she's currently seeking position an assistant principal. I'm not sure if that's an information you want me to divulge.
That's fine.
Ms. Paula is passionate about education, reaching children at all levels. She does believe in that what takes place at home is vital and essential in the development, progress, behavior, and the life of a child. Well, welcome, Ms.
Thank
Paula.
You.
And let me add this. So she is mom of three, age 6, 4, and 2. So she has a wide range of experience when it comes to not only her own kids and discipline, but also in the classroom setting. And that's what we want to talk about and focus on today. First, well, welcome. This is your first time here. And
I'm so excited
to have you. Let's just go right into the importance of child discipline. Why do you feel that child discipline is important?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. This is definitely my passion. So I was really excited. Like, but just diving right in, child discipline is important. Even the Bible talks about it, right?
Right.
Talk about it in Proverbs 22:6, where it says that you should train up a child. So to me right now, where I'm at in life is the Bible is my compass, right? So if the Bible is telling us that we should train up a child, what does that mean? What does that look like? To me, that means that it's important. And even if our child goes off of track of where we want them to be, that they'll come back to where they're supposed to be. But we have to train them. So it's very vital.
Right. And that's something about training. You being a coach, you know, past experience, it's interesting that when you are a coach, that's what you do. You're training, right? Whether it is for
Absolutely.
A specific event or just training the body or training an athlete, whatever it is. Coaching
right.
and training is gruesome. It takes a lot of toll on the body. It takes a lot of toll even on the person. You know, there is some kind of relationship, and that is a good way to look at how you discipline your kids. It's
Absolutely.
You're the coach. In that moment, you're not necessarily their friend. I've heard people say, you
no.
know, I'm your friend, as in parents telling their child, trying to be on the friend zone with their
yes.
kids. What do you feel about that?
So I understand where parents say, oh, I'm your friend, but it's important to understand that you are the parent.
Right.
Number one, I tell my kids that I'm not your friend because I'm not. Not yet, right? They're still at an age where training is important, and that means that I am firm, I'm fair, and I'm consistent. I'm really big on that, even in the classroom. I'm firm, but yeah. I'm not gonna do you wrong, right? I'm not gonna abuse you or take advantage of the situation, and then I'm gonna constantly be on you. So it's like, you're not gonna get away with anything, but I'm gonna be fair about the way I'm talking to you, what I'm doing to you, and children need that. They need that consistency.
Yes, they do.
They need to know that, hey, okay, I know. They need to know that there are limits and there are parameters to what you can do.
Mm-hmm, that's true. So what are some methods of discipline, whether the ones you've used or something that, or a method you feel is effective?
I'm really big on not letting anything slip. So a lot of times I see parents and they're like, I'm just gonna ignore that. Oh, little Johnny's over there just, you know, I just turned the other cheek. That's, to me, I look at that as, no, you don't do that. Children need discipline. And as soon as your child see that you're just gonna ignore a behavior or something that they're gonna do, they're gonna consistently do it. Mm. They're gonna continue to do that thing that you're ignoring. Who is, like, think about you as an adult. If your boss allowed you to come in to work every day late, what are you gonna do? Be like, oh, they don't care. I'm gonna come late.
Right? Because the silence is almost like an approval.
Permission, exactly. Yes. Silence is a permission. So I don't let anything slip with my children. I'm really big on everything that you do, I'm gonna correct it right then. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how big or how small.
So what if you're like in a store? Sorry to cut you off,
That's fine. That's even when you get it even more, okay? I remember one time my child, we were in Ross, right? And I even heard one of my friends told me that they used to do that. They used to do the ignore thing. Mm-hmm. And so when they would go to the store, their child would act even worse, like in public. They would say that, oh, I can't even take my child out because when we go to the store, they just completely act up because they know that I won't do anything to them. So I'm really big on learning from other people's things that they do. And I'm like, really, I'm a very big observer. So I might be cool with you, but I'm watching, right? I'm watching what you're doing and I'm seeing what I don't agree with or what doesn't work. So this particular friend said that they couldn't take their child out because the child knew in public, I won't do anything to you. I'll take you to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I'll move you out of the eye of other people so that they can't see what's going on. and they know it. So this very glorious day, we were in Ross. And I love Ross. That's my favorite store. We were in Ross, and my child was cutting up, my firstborn, Tenny. And I was like, this guy really thinks that I won't get with him in this store. I showed him that day. I disciplined him in the store, not just a stop that. No, I spanked him in the store. I didn't care who saw me because it's even a law. You cannot get in trouble if you discipline your child in public. You know, a lot of parents are scared about that.
Right.
As long as you are not punching
abusive.
Them. Abusive, yeah. Right. But a stern hand, a pat. Who's gonna tell you no, right?
That's
so
true.
I disciplined him in that store. From that day forward, all of my children.
Oh, wow.
I never have an issue going to the store. People are like, you're taking them off? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm taking them because they understand you can't just run around and do whatever you want to do.
Mm.
So I will say being consistent regardless of where you are and not letting anything slip. Like, you're not gonna get away with even the smallest things because even in sin, when we do small things, what happens?
Even God disciplines us, yes. And there's a part in the scripture that talks about discipline, the importance of discipline. The one God loves, he disciplines. And when you're trying to live a holy life or you're trying to live right and be that parent that shows love to your child, if you truly love them, then you would discipline them. If you truly care about their future, then you will discipline them. You brought up an important topic, and I wanted to, I'm going to put the code book in there. I know that not everyone is necessarily from Texas, but if you are from Texas, I do want to assure you that there is actually a part in our Texas Family Code that talks about discipline. It is not unlawful for you to discipline your child. It is not unlawful for you to spank your child. It is not illegal. The cross line between abuse is the amount of force that you use. So when the force is excessive, then it crosses into the line of abuse. If there is a pattern of family violence, there's a pattern of domestic violence, then it crosses into that line of abuse. But you shouldn't be afraid to spank your child. I grew up, when I was in college, I was living with a family that did not spank the child. They literally, maybe once, I saw the mom use like one of those plastic toothbrush, and she just wanted to tap the girl. Like she, what she did was, I want to say she lied or stole something. She did something that the mom knew that, okay, I need to correct this, right? So it's not a little, oh, you're wearing a shirt or you're, it wasn't something little, right? Some parents do get angry and they flare up, that's not discipline. But in her case, it was, I believe she stole something, she disobeyed the mom. And she wanted to tap her with a plastic toothbrush. Now I remember she locked the door. That was the only time I saw the mom discipline the child, as in using a plastic toothbrush. But that's also because she knows her child's personality. There were other kind of discipline that they use, like timeouts and taking away a reward. And we're gonna go into that.
Right.
But the fact that she didn't really spank her the whole time, and that works for them. So you want to tell us, we've talked about spanking. Yes. I think that's the biggie and that's the controversial one. Is there anything else that you wanted to, that you'd like to add to the spanking before we move to other methods?
Yes. And I do agree. I do agree. There's no cookie cutter way to train up a child. I believe that every child is different. Yes. And that is absolutely right. The same things that I do for my son, my daughter is, even if I spank one of them, it doesn't faze her at all.
Like she's so, just like,
yeah, I can spank her and I know personally, but it doesn't faze her. She's like, oh, that's all you got? Give me again. Like, wow. It doesn't work. So you have to know your children and you have to know what works for them. Sometimes a stern look, the second one, I can look at her and she'll start crying. So it doesn't even, I don't need to touch her. I feel bad when I do because I know that is like, it's so much for her. So yes, you knowing your children, knowing what works. And I think every parent really truly knows.
Some other methods of discipline.
Apart from spanking, okay. I would say talking. So I was the type of child that I didn't like being disciplined or spanked. Mm-hmm. I needed you to tell me why. I was like, if you could just explain it to me and I can hear it, I'll get it. So okay. It didn't work for me. Spankings didn't work for me. In fact, it would make me want to do it more. Like, oh, wow. You're going to hit me? Well, okay, I'm going to show you. Just keep hitting me then, because I don't understand. So I'm really big about disciplining with a purpose. Everything that you do as a parent should be done with a purpose. If I'm going to discipline you, even if I'm angry, because I know a lot of parents are like, oh, I know I was mad when I gave them discipline. And that's understandable, right? You can be upset. I get it. But I believe that whatever you do, there should be an explanation to why I did it. Or you should allow your child to tell you, why were you disciplined today, right? Mm-hmm. Why did I raise my voice at you today? Let them explain it back, because then it means more, because now they know exactly what they did and why you were upset. Okay. So I do hands up, get to the wall.
Yeah.
I have my children face the wall with their hands up. That's another way. Okay. And remember, your hands start burning after a while, so you don't want to put them up. I'm training them, right? So hands up, I speak to them. We'll have like conversations where I'm talking to you to let you know, hey, this is why you don't do this, and giving them a cause and effect. Mm-hmm. Because you did this, this is the effect of that, or yeah, this is what could happen. I'm really big on cause and effect because children, they don't understand what the effects of their behaviors are sometimes, mm-hmm. right? So giving them that, hey, this is what you did, and this is the effect of that. If you fall on your bike without your helmet, you could hurt your head, right? If you cut too fast, I guess because I'm dealing with bikes right now, if you cut too fast on your bike, you're going to fall down. You know what I'm saying? So giving them those cause and effect scenarios. And like I said, one thing I do that is that's been working is I pray out loud and I tell God what I want and my kids hear me. I do it on purpose. I'm like, Father God, Tenny La is not playing right with his sisters. Please give him the strength. Like, I'll pray those type of prayers. And all of a sudden, I'll see him, like, trying to, like, what did you do? If you're not, you don't believe, believe. But if you don't, you should.
Right.
And if you don't believe, you can even just maybe talk to one of your friends. Like, girl, I'm just really believing that, you know, Edward will... You know, just saying those things out that you want your child to do, and then you'll notice that they'll start kind of curving towards.
I actually do that too. I do. I'm not even like, sometimes we wait till bedtime at night doing their little prayer time. Lord, at the time when the twins were being potty trained, Dami peed on herself today. Father, please just help her get this right. Or sometimes when I'm upset and they're doing like the wrong things, I'm in that moment, I'm just like, God help me, because this child is really pushing me. And they get it that, okay, they're pushing their boundaries. They're getting there to where something is about to happen. I really like the cause and effect. I did not even think about that. Honestly, it will help them even when they grow up to think about consequences. The time will come when they will be grown and in college, and then they have to make decisions. But that training early on, them thinking about, if you do this, this is what will happen, it gets them in the right direction so that when they do have to make choices on their own, they're also thinking about cause and effect. That's good. A method that I use, I think I mentioned that earlier, is taking away a reward or taking away something. With my 10-year-old, with Ayomi, we had to recently, she was constantly on the tablet. And it wasn't like anything productive. Granted, we allowed her like 2 hours of game time in a day. But I'm like, why are you sitting on your phone? Not your phone, on your tablet, the whole 2 hours chatting with friends. I don't know why, but that bugged me. I felt like you need to learn time management. Learn to say, okay, guys, I need to go. Learn self-control. And that's something actually we're working on now, self-control. If I give you this, what are you going to do with it? Are you just going to sit on the computer for 5 hours? Or are you going to tell yourself, okay, I play for an hour. I need to find something else to do. So we took it away for like 3 weeks. And that was a really big deal for her because it's hers. You know, it was a birthday gift. And it really hurt her. And almost every day, can I have it back now? Well, how are you managing your time? Are you doing what you're supposed to do? That got her to start playing the big sister role and do what she needs to do. Do your chores and all those things.
Okay.
I'm sure there are other methods. Is there anything else you want to add to that? That's pretty much it. Being consistent is very, very important.
Yes.
How do you know what method is best for your child?
So that's all I have for you today. I hope the information provided by Ms. Paula Osesomi has been a great help. Do not forget to hit subscribe and the notification bell. Thank you for your support. I am rooting for you. Have a great day.